Oh, way to go.
I'm sorry.
The delay.
You knew I was counting.
The delay.
Pointed it out to me, let me know. Hey guys, welcome back.
I'm Harrison.
And I'm Bo.
And welcome back to another episode of Too Bad.
No Sad.
Yay!
Harrison, why did you say that? You weren't supposed to say that, man.
Oh my gosh, shut the fuck up.
You're the one who fucked it up. You said something you're not supposed to say. You're supposed to wait for me to say, and hey, welcome back to another episode, because I'm being you.
I don't sound like that.
That's exactly
though.
How you sound.
For the audience members that can't see our disgusting table, we have new mugs.
Yeah.
That accurately represent us in some way, shape, or form. We have Stein mugs that we're now starting to use for our beverage of choice. I am going with a metal boar head on top of my Stein mug. And what's on top of yours?
A fucking mallard. I don't know
it's
why.
It's a duck.
A duck is a mallard.
I know, but it's just a duck.
They look like mallards in the picture.
I know, but it's a duck.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's a duck.
Oh, look at that spike.
I know. We hopefully fixed my sound problem, so I'm coming through a little clearer, closer to how.
Yeah, apparently Harrison's nuts have dropped so fucking low that we have to increase his fucking bass hearing on the microphone to pick him up.
That's what I try for.
So
what are we talking about today, bud?
Talking about today, fucking making it sound so fucking weird. We're talking about phobias. Because there's some weird fucking phobias out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, like, the funniest one was, like, the fucking hippo. Potamus bullshit, where it's like a super long word.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phobia of fucking long words.
Or the one where it's the same word forward and back, and it's the fear of the same word forward and back. You have to think that those are like memes, right? Like, who's
genuine? I don't
know. Because a phobia fear is not normal fear. Phobia fear is like sweating
fear.
Profusely, unrationally afraid, like your panic, your fight or flight kicks in. Who does a long word affect like that?
Well, I mean, anytime I think of that, I think of that fucking woman off of fucking, like, Jerry Seinfeld or something, where it's like, all right, bring out the olives. She's like, no! Like,
yeah,
she's terrified
exactly.
of fucking olives.
Yeah, that thing where she's afraid of, like, three completely unassociated, completely random things, and then it's like, bring out the olives.
Yeah, those snakes, spiders, and olives.
Mm, yeah, so weird. I mean, snakes and spiders, at least I get, but why olives? But yeah, there's lots of those weird fears that people have.
All right, so I'm going to give you a phobia. I'm going to try to pronounce it as well.
Good luck with that.
And you're going to try to give me a good guess as to what it is. Okay?
Okay.
Anthropophobia.
Spider? The fear of spiders?
No, that's arachnophobia.
Oh, that would be arachno, yeah.
Anthropophobia.
Anthropod.
Anthropod.
Well, I'm just taking words that I recognize out of it.
A lot
I'm
of it is Greekish. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
Just a general fear of insects or
no.
Beetles?
It's a fear of people or society.
Interesting.
So basically every person that plays fucking Minecraft.
Yeah. Every Redditor, that's for sure.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up.
No, I've heard of that one. That's actually like more of a common.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what it's called.
That's what the guy who eats sunscreen from Benchwarmers has.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought he was afraid of the sun.
He's afraid of being outside of his house. They meme it by making him afraid of the sun, but the actual phobia he would have would be that. Because he's afraid of being outside. That's the general, like, being outside, being part of society.
Yeah, no, I think that's something different. I think being outside is different than fear of people in society. I think that's a different one.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, that'd be a horrible fear to have, though. Like, how does your brain mutate to have that fear? Like, oh, because that's all
a mutation.
All humans are other humans in a society. Like, that's it. That's how we evolved to the point that we're at right now. So that seems like such a shitty fucking phobia to have.
Maybe it's not, it could be a traumatic experience.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it could be a formed phobia.
Like, fucking, like, what if he, like, shit himself on stage, you know? Like, that could be stage fright, but that could also be, like, afraid of being
seen. Yeah, I don't know if that would take you, like, to a fear of generalized people in society, though. That means, like, your family, your friends, like, everyone.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's just people like that. Because people that are handicapable, that, like, schizophrenia, like, there's a lot of mental disorders that can fucking cause shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so one of my clients, all he does is watch Law & Order, and on one of the episodes, they were fucking trying to interview a schizophrenic, and his mother touched his cheek, and he's like, ow, you cut my cheek. and she like touched it. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to make fun of people with schizophrenia. It's just that it's shit like that that would
completely irrational.
It's irrational, but it's understandable. Like that does exist, and there are medications that help it, but it's something people have to live with.
Yeah, but I mean, fear is a different thing, though, right?
Well, that's the thing is that, like, schizophrenia could also have like paranoia. Like that's also another mental disorder. It's like having super high paranoia. Mm. Like, that's, like, the people, like, the CIA is listening to me, man. Mm. Like, you know, it's that kind of shit.
Which they are.
Yeah. All right, next one. I'm trying to pick, like, unusual ones for you to guess. Because, of course, like, bacteriophobia would be an easy one to fucking guess. It's
phobia of bacteria.
Exactly. So, barophobia. Not bear. Barophobia? I think that's how it's
pronounced. Barophobia?
It's B-A-R-O-phobia.
Fear of showers.
No. It's fear of gravity.
Again.
I can imagine someone...
But that the funny thing about that is a fear that could not exist if humans did not discover gravity.
Yeah.
So it's not... There's nothing genetic about it.
Can you imagine someone with this phobia you go up to, it's like... And you have a pencil, you're just like... Whoa! I know, right? Screams.
Like, they would constantly be in terror because they're always being affected by gravity.
Like, oh, yeah, no. Fucking...
Organs only work the way they do because of gravity. Like,
well, how do people survive in space?
Their organs get fucked up, and when they come back to Earth, they're all fucked for a couple of weeks.
Is it really? I thought it was a lot longer than fucking...
They actually sent, during the initial studies for sending things into space, they sent some spiders into space. Mm-hmm. It took the spiders a week to make a web that actually, like, looked good. But for the first, like, week, they were just, like, completely... They're, like, basically shitposts of spider webs.
I wonder what other animals would, like, not really fucking work in
space. They did fish, and fish could only swim up and down, but then eventually they got used to it. And then when they came back to Earth, they could only swim up and down again.
Oh, it's kind of like the video I showed you where they were trying to create the artificial gravity by like spinning. So like, throw your arms forward and went to the side. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, it was able to go forward. But after they stopped, if they throw your fucking arms forward, now it's going to the other side, you know, because their mind had to like adjust. Like, the body had to adjust to the different gravity.
That's literally what it is. Like, it takes animals just as long as people to adjust. You know, the only race that we know for certain was not born off of Earth, or what that was born away from Earth.
What?
Cockroaches.
Bullshit.
They sent a cockroach into space. They didn't know she was pregnant. She gave birth. So the only race that has ever been born in space is cockroaches.
Oh, I was thinking something completely different, like a fucking cockroach insect came from outer space.
Oh, no. They sent it into space, and they didn't know she was pregnant, because they just sent a bunch of cockroaches into space, and then she squirts out a bunch of baby cockroaches.
Well, I mean, they're bugs. They reproduce, like, really fucking quickly.
Yeah, but still, isn't that interesting? The only race that we know for certain was born outside of our atmosphere is cockroaches.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. It's kind of like how, in order to see not, like, evolution... Like, in motion, there's an old experiment that you can do with flies where you decrease the temperature over time. And flies, they reproduce and they give birth. Maggots are alive for about a week. And when they're adults, they're only alive for 3 days, like fruit flies, I mean. Mm-hmm. And so as the temperature decreases, you know, most flies die, but the ones that survive, their babies, can now survive in those conditions.
Yeah.
And so they keep lowering the temperature, and now the flies of this, you know, only a couple years later are now surviving in temperatures flies shouldn't survive in.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, that happens with a lot of, like, insects and stuff, though, right? Like, they're super fast adapters, but they don't adapt the way people do, where it's like they just put on a coat. They're like, oh, I'm just genetically different now. You know, there's a type of moth, and it's born for a week. It can't eat, and it has no digestive tract. It is alive for a week, and all it does is has sex and dies.
Like, as a moth that flies around, or a larva?
No, it's a moth. It can eat and everything when it's a baby, and when it's a caterpillar, or a whatever it would be, a, you know, a grub or a larva or whatever.
That's a shitty life cycle.
And then when it's in a cocoon, it's fine. As soon as it comes out of the cocoon, it can't eat anymore. You got a week. Put a big-ass timer over your head. 7 days.
Well, it's kind of like how cockroaches can live without their head for 2 weeks. Yeah. And the only reason that is because they fucking starve to death. All right, I'm going to give you an easier one. So it's a well-known phobia, but a lot of people don't really know what that phobia is called. So I'll give you the opposite. I'll tell you what the phobia is, but you tell me what you think it's called. Okay? What do you think the phobia is called for a fear of clowns?
Oh, I have no idea.
The only reason I knew this was from fucking Dead by Daylight.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Because one of the perks the clown has is called coulrophobia. And it's one of the perks. But yeah, that's a fear of clowns. And it sounds really fun. A lot of these phobias sound like something that's
fun. It's so weird to me that genetically, like, phobias can exist in our brain that don't naturally exist, right? That's so weird to me. Like, we evolved to the point where we can basically produce our brain to be afraid of something just right off the bat, you know? That's so weird to me.
All right, this one, you're going to know what the first part is, but I don't think you're going to place to what it is. Ecophobia. Ecophobia.
No idea.
A fear of home.
Of home.
Fear of the home.
That's interesting.
Yeah, no, like, so...
Being afraid of your own place of where you live, damn.
It makes me think of that fucking Joe Dirt, like, home is where you make it. Yeah, you like to see homos naked. No. Home is where you make it. Mm-hmm. So people with that fucking phobia are probably terrified of that fucking quote.
Yeah, and also, what do you associate as home? Like, anywhere, like...
Welcome home! Ah! You know, just...
I guess, because people say, like, home is where that your heart is, right? Or home, like, how do you associate what is home? Or, like, your hometown. Can you just not live in your entire town? Your home state. Your home planet. Like, how far would that go? A fear of
home? Then the ISS would be your home.
I guess, but then it's your home star system. Mm. It's like, it's stupid. Like, these phobias are so irrational because they just make no sense, I guess. No offense to anyone who may have these phobias.
Actually, come on the fucking show. I want to fucking hear more about it. Equinophobia.
Equinophobia?
Equinophobia.
No idea.
Do you know what an equestrian is?
Like a horse?
Equestrian, like people that love horses. Yeah. Equinophobia is the fear of horses. You know, that is probably a reasonable, because it's a large animal, that can hurt you.
Like, if someone put me into a boxing ring with a horse, I would say goodbye to my mom. Like, you're done.
Well, not only that, like, if you get behind a horse and they're not trained or something, you know, that a kick by a horse can fucking hurt.
They're not trained, even if they are trained.
Yeah, no.
My aunt actually got kicked in the face by a horse. She got fucked up.
Yeah, no.
And everyone thinks that's why she's such a black sheep of the family. Like, oh, she got brain damage.
Yeah, no, some of these are just super weird. I'm going to do one last one until we move on to our next subject, which I think is pretty funny. Genuphobia. G-E-N-U phobia.
Phobia of genies? I have no idea.
No. It's the fear of knees.
Again, how does this fear happen?
Like, the only thing I can think is, remember that video I showed you from that TikTok where it was a guy doing the leg press and he fucking extended his legs out when he was about to bring it, both his knees go...
I know, but why would your brain be like, oh, I should be afraid of my knees, not afraid of the fucking leg press? Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, it's one of those super... It's like if you got into a car accident and you became afraid of streets. Like, there's a car, there's another person, there's all kinds of things you'd be afraid of and you're afraid of the street.
I mean, the streets are scary.
Or if you got into a car accident and you were afraid of yourself. Like, got a crippling fear of seeing yourself.
I mean, I bet that's one of them.
Well, that wouldn't even be like a phobia, right? That would just be like a I hate myself sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be like fucking self-confidence. It's just like all the way fucking down. So, next little topic, I think it's pretty fun, is so you want to introduce this one?
Which one we are going to.
The one we did a little bit of research on.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be doing basically just kind of a showdown thing between two cryptids.
Now, for those who don't know what a cryptid is...
They're basically modern legend stories.
Well, it's not modern.
But you can't be... But they're not mythology. That's like the big... difference.
Like Nessie. Like Nessie is considered a cryptid. Mothman is considered
basically
a cryptid.
Basically things that... can exist, and we have really no proof whether or not...
I don't know. Mothman was a little bit on the unusual one. Like, I like bringing up Mothman.
People have taken pictures, quote-unquote, of Mothman.
Yeah, but the thing about Mothman is he appears before a natural disaster.
Yeah, he shows up before a disaster.
Like, whenever that fucking famous bridge, I think it was in San Francisco, collapsed, apparently he was, a picture was taken of him there, like, 2 days before. Yeah,
you can see the picture.
Yeah, like, of course, there's pictures of fucking Nessie. Like, it doesn't mean they're real.
Exactly. There's this meme, and it's like a picture of a vampire, Loch Ness, and Bigfoot, and they're going to a cryptids convention, and a Bigfoot's like, come on, guys, and they, like, get in for a selfie, and he takes the picture. He's super blurry. Loch Ness is just a log sticking its head into the thing, and there's no vampire there.
Oh, yeah, because he can't take
pictures. Because he can't take pictures and put them in mirrors. I thought that was pretty good.
So what cryptid did you choose for this battle?
Well, I didn't know what yours was going to be, and cryptids have so many weird powers that can be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I just chose La Llorona.
Oh, is it that fucking bitch that leads children to the water?
Yeah. The one who's apparently like this crazy demon ghost who, like, she drowned almost her own kids, and now she takes other kids to the water.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot
by crying, sobbing, like, her, so she cries are blood.
Attracted to it, and they're like, why are you crying? And then all of a sudden she's running and screaming at him like a witch from Left 4 Dead.
Did you ever watch the horror movie based on that?
No,
it was fucking garbage.
I heard about it, though. Apparently another one came out this year.
Oh, or is God. Coming out anyway. The cryptid I chose was Thunderbird. You know what Thunderbird is?
I was doing some research on that.
Thunderbird?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Thunderbird was the cryptid associated with, like, Native Americans. Like, the Thunderbird is considered, like, talked about a lot in, like, just Native American culture as this powerful being that communicates with humans, and like, I didn't do like a whole lot of research. I did some, and it's just kind of like weird how far back it goes and how many people talk about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where was yours again? The fucking La Llorona. Is that the same place where, like, Chupacabra was from?
Yeah, like, so she's like, she exists in Mexico, South America, and then Southern North America. So, like, Central America, South America, and North America. And it basically, where you are depends on what the story is. Like, in Mexico, she's considered our mother. Like, she's a good thing. Day of the Dead.
De los Muertos.
Yeah. In America, she's like this evil witch who, you know, is running around stealing kids. And apparently, she was kind of adapted that way in America to convince kids to stay away from the water. Because, first of all, you know, you want to be xenophobic in, you know, in 1800s America, so they're trying to make the Mexicans sound scary. Second of all, you know, it's a good way to keep kids away from running water. Hey, we're close to Mexico. Don't go near the water. La Llorona will be there.
Yeah, no, and I think a lot of that was fucking flash floods. Like, I experienced flash floods in Concan. That shit comes out fucking nowhere, and they're scary. And my cryptid is from Alaska to, like, Central America. Like, this shit has spread a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
what does it even look like?
So, like, you know those old totems, the fucking eagles stacked upon other eagles? That's their depiction of Thunderbird.
Is this, like, a good guy? Like, what does it do?
It's good and bad, depending on the tribe. It punishes and benefits, depending on, like, what's been done in the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was a bountiful harvest, it's because you pleased Thunderbird. If fucking your entire village was taken down by the plague, someone farted in church, I guess, you know, like.
You know what's weird to me about the first ever picture taken of Loch Ness?
Watch, the famous one?
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't that proven to be fake anyway?
But that's the thing. There's one of two options, right? It's real, and no one's ever going to believe it. Or, what I think is more realistic, the dude literally posted the first ever shit post. Literally, because he saw it was a fucking log floating in the ocean. He took out his shitty 1940s camera, or whatever it was, and clipped a blurry, out of focus picture.
I think it was even, like, earlier than 1940s.
Yeah, it might have been. Okay, Google, when was the Loch Ness picture taken?
Sorry, I don't have any information.
She said, fuck you.
Google's useless, man, I swear. She never knows weird, like, normal shit, but I'm like, hey, what? You know, what's the temperature?
I bet my Google on my phone would do it. Hey, Google, when was the Loch Ness Monster picture taken?
Sorry, I found these results.
Ah, mine's smarter than yours.
Well, to be fair, she just brought up a web page. Mine can't, so.
So, our cryptids are supposed to fight each other. Mine's a fucking all-powerful Native American
deity. Yeah, and you told
me
not to choose anything all-powerful. So, you're
kind of a bitch. No Kraken.
Huh?
I said no Kraken.
Why? Because yours is a god. And that's the thing. Yours is more mythology. Mythology is not cryptids.
Well, this is on the cryptid Wikipedia. So it makes it official.
Like, are minotaurs too? That's mythology. Cryptids are like things that people still report to this day. Like, people still have, they're still Loch Ness side.
Do you want me?
If I wanted to be a bitch, I could have just been like, mine's Mothman. There's an earthquake, I win. What do you want? It's like, it's stupid. There's actually a fighting game based on the cryptids.
Yeah, no, I know, but fine. I'll pick the other one I was going to pick.
What?
Dingo neck.
The dingo neck?
Otherwise known as the jungle walrus. What?
That's so stupid. Why not just choose one that's normal that people would know? Like, well, people know what La Llorona is.
No, but this is to, like, just inform people. Like, you know, it's supposed to be information, but it gets people like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so the dingo neck was actually a pretty fucking weird little creature. So it's in Africa, and it's supposed to be like a cross between a reptile, a snake, like a crocodile, a snake, and like a fucking buffalo.
Oh my god.
And it's supposed
dingo to... Dingo Dial from Crash Bandicoot?
No, Dingo Neck.
I know, but Dingo Dial from Crash Bandicoot, that's literally what he is.
Oh, maybe that's what he's fucking based on. I didn't even fucking realize that.
He's a part reptile, part dingo.
Yeah, apparently he's only been seen like 5 or 7 times, and they've all...
See, that doesn't seem like a cryptid to me.
But here's the thing, though, is like, there's these groups of hunters that keep going out to, like, hunt him down. Mm-hmm. And every time they went out, like, at least 1 to 2 people in that group saw the fucking jungle walrus. And it's always during, like, high tide waters where the thing will come out and, like, prey on, like, fucking whatever's on the river side mm-hmm. and drag it down.
Could you imagine how humans would have evolved if, like, these things were just commonplace? Like, what?
Apparently they are. I mean, the fucking...
I know, but what if... Because, like, even in, like, the craziest theories, there's, like, 2 Loch Nesses, right? There's, like, 2 Nessies.
Oh, yeah, Bessie and Nessie.
Yeah.
Because Bessie was Lake Erie.
Yeah, exactly. So there's, like, 2, right? What if it was, they were just the Plesiosaurus? Paleosaurus?
Yeah, the fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, that's basically what they think she is. What if they were just were still around? Like, humans would never have found North America. It would still... There'd still be natives here. There would never have been Navy battles. The fuck? You're in a fight with a giant million-foot-long carnivorous bitch.
That's why a lot of people around? Think, like, the Megalodon still fucking exists. It's because of things like Nessie.
Yeah, but you also...
That's also more believable, though. A
yeah,
fucking,
exactly.
A giant-ass fucking shark
because
that's
we know
living
less
in,
about the fucking ocean than
we
do
about space.
So it's like... And they actually have, like, video recordings of these enormous sharks that are like, oh, this shark's 120 years old. Like, you see that one in the deep, the deep ocean that
yeah.
they took a picture of? It was, like, just fucking massive, and they're like, what the hell? And, like, we thought giant squids were... In fact, we thought gorillas were cryptids until, like, 1940.
Really?
Yeah.
It just seems such a common, like, fucking...
I know, now we're like, oh, they're everywhere. But no, we thought there were people... That's why King Kong was made. It was like, oh, a giant gorilla, and then they showed pictures, and they're like, oh my god, it's real. And she was
but
like,
they're
oh.
not that big.
I know,
though.
But she was like, they're huge apes, so they made King Kong. Fucking huge. Like, they over-exaggerated, obviously, but that was the whole point.
That also makes me think of that fucking Greenland shark. So, they don't reach maturity till they're 400 years old. And they Jeez. Found sharks that were like 500 to 600 years old up there. Mm-hmm. They look like dog shit by that point. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all cut up, blind, or whatever, yeah. but they finally reach sexual maturity.
Oh my god.
There's some scary shit in the water. I like how we were supposed to, like, fucking talk about, like, a battle, but we're just talking about, like, fucking...
Well, yeah, because the battle that you said was, like,
I won.
You win.
Yeah. No, I won.
Yeah, if I wanted to choose demigods, I could have won, too. So.
But if you think about it, the ocean is a scary fucking place. And, like, the most well-known sonar, like, in general sonar thing is something called the bloop. You ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
So the bloop was...
Oh, isn't that horrifying noise that they found?
That lasted for, like, a fucking minute
yeah.
back in 1990.
And it was, like, terrifying.
Yeah, because here's the thing. They recorded that in Argentina or Chile, one of the two. And the thing originated over... 2,000, 3,000 miles
yeah,
away.
Yeah, it was like near the northern poles, right?
No, southern poles.
Or southern
near
poles.
Antarctica.
Yeah, so it's like...
And apparently they did figure out what it was eventually.
Yeah,
I thought
it was icebergs cracking.
Well, that's the
something.
Thing, though, is it sounded too organic.
Speaking of cryptids, do you know what the freaking government just released? Yes, we have UFOs, and yes, we're trying to
reverse engineer.
Reverse engineer.
When did this fucking get released?
Huh? Like a week ago.
By who?
It was in USA Today. They talked about it, which is a legitimate news source. Not one I agree with politically, but they're a legitimate news source. And yeah, the government released all the documents and they're like, we are aware we've had crash sightings that we believe are either UFOs or drones or something that was sent to the planet. And we are backwards engineering them. And it could easily change life as we know it.
I don't
like... You know why it went so under the radar? Because politics. Nobody gives a shit about that shit right now. This is the perfect time. Like, anytime there's political strife is when governments release the crazy shit, right?
What about last time?
Like, during 9-11, we released, like, all that horrible shit we did in fucking, like, the 80s or whatever. Because it's like, just it's going to go under the radar because people aren't worried about that right now. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, they basically said, yeah, we know aliens exist. 100%. They released all that video footage from all the Air Force guys and everything of, like, the pill. Have you seen those videos?
No.
So, these Air Force guys are flying, and they're like, what the hell is that? And you see something fly in front of them, and it's, like, it's shaped like a
tic-tac, basically. Oh, yeah, no,
and it just takes off. And then there was another guy, and he was flying an airplane, and he got the same thing. It was flying above him. And he's like, it's following me perfectly. He's like, I don't know what the hell this is. And that just took off. And now, they're like, oh, yeah, we know that there's aliens. We're backwards engineering weird technology that we found. What the hell?
I don't want to get into this because my favorite quote from like any movies and shit like that is like either we're alone in the universe
or we're not.
Or not, both thoughts are equally scary. Because I told you this. Mm-hmm. And that kind of freaks me out.
Well, no, I learned that from XCOM.
Yeah, no, like
it's the first quote in XCOM.
But I learned it from a movie. I didn't play XCOM.
But no, it's a totally legitimate quote. Because it's true. It's 100% true. If we are actually the only organisms who've gotten this far in the galaxy, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Because the galaxy, as far as we know, is infinite. It just keeps going. So, how? How are we that lucky? And if we're not, well, what the fuck? You know?
Like, Ancient Aliens, like, is going to be like, fucking called it, you know? Yeah,
exactly. It's so crazy to me.
I mean, if you really look back at it, like, yes, but I don't like thinking about it because it's just, in a sense, like, I don't understand. It's kind of creepy. Like, if an alien landed, like, right there on our porch, most people would want to greet them. Some people would be scared shitless. I'm going to do one of two things. I'm going to either run or grab my gun. And both are probably bad decisions.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think running would be a better decision.
You can't run from that.
Imagine,
shit.
Okay, so I told you about that the Jewish astro engineer who finally came out and was like, yeah, there's a space federation. We're well aware of it, right?
I wonder who contacted us for that shit.
What do you mean?
Like, if there's a space federation, that means someone came down
and... Oh, the Voyager? There's all kinds of ways that humanity could have been contacted.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they fucking...
We just sent a fucking satellite into space that was, you know, full of human... everything, you know,
that, culture. Now the movie plot line of Pixels is starting to fucking make a lot more fucking right? sense.
But it's so weird to me that just the idea that there is the Space Federation, right? And say they finally land on Earth, and the first thing someone does, like you said, is just grabs a gun, and now we're in a galactic war because we accidentally shot at it, or some random civilian accidentally shot at it.
You wouldn't think that ignorance, they wouldn't know about ignorance.
Well, okay, maybe they do know, but do they accept that? Like, okay, so in the Mass Effect universe, right? And this is like not even really off topic, but so they land on the Krogan planet, mm-hmm. and the Krogans just start killing people, and they're like, oh shit, the Krogans are really bad. They finally convince the Krogans to stop. There's another race who are even meaner than the Krogans. They land on their planet, and they're like, hey, we're gonna take you to space, and they just all get butchered. And then those aliens steal that spaceship, go up into space, and start butchering more people. So, like, oh shit. So they basically make it so they can never leave their planet. They're like, these things are too evil, right? So if a bunch of aliens landed here and people just started shooting them, they might have the same thoughts about us, right?
Well, I mean, if they fucking came and they fucking, we know about the Space Federation and fucking all that shit, that means they have to know that we do have sensible people as well. Mm-hmm. Like, just don't put me on the fucking first.
Do we? Would you want anyone in politics right now to
I didn't say aliens? Politics. Fucking bring Sheldon Cooper. Fucking anyone from the Big Bang Theory cast. Because a lot of them are actually, like, fucking smart. Like, the character, the actor that plays Amy Farrah Fowler, mm-hmm. she actually does have her fucking doctor.
Yeah.
And doesn't the fucking actor that plays Sheldon Cooper, like, isn't he really fucking smart, too, or something?
I don't know. The only thing anyone cares about him is the fact that he's gay, so I've never heard anything else about
him. And that him and his partner got COVID.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, they survived it, but well, they both had
they're
COVID.
They're young. Of course they're going to survive.
He's no, they're not.
Yeah?
The guy that plays Sheldon Cooper, he's in his mid-40s.
Okay.
That's not
you young. Don't have a significant chance to dying from COVID until you're like 60. So, and that even then, it's like 0.5% of a chance. So, but, so I'm you know, of course he's going to survive. It's weird to me. Like the idea of if that was to happen, like I said, and it would make sense though, right? Because mm-hmm. all through the early 1900s, we had like this such savage technology. Roswell happened, and then 30 years later, the electric boom happens. You know, we have phones now, we have internet, we have all this other stuff.
You really think Steve Jobs was in on it?
Steve Jobs didn't create the fucking cell phone. In fact, most of the technology.
No, Andrew Graham Bell was that.
He was the telephone.
Yeah, that's but
different from a cell phone.
I know, but what? No, when did a cell phone come out?
Cell phones came out in like the late 80s.
No.
Mobile phones, yeah.
No, earlier than that. Because my fucking grandpa told me how in his fucking car, they had this gigantic block of a fucking.
That was the first mobile phone, but it wasn't really a mobile phone. He used radio signals and did all kinds of weird shit. But like actual legitimate, like what we have, like within the last 20 years, like how much technology has advanced.
Well, that's just because of the scientific curve that science creates more science.
Like, okay, but when did we hit that point? We invented electricity and we started utilizing electricity in like the mid 1800s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why did it take so long to get to this point?
Not the right person had to fucking make it.
I guess.
Because this shit's not hard. Like, you have kids in the fucking their basement building shit like this.
Yeah, but they already have that advanced technology that gives them the ability to make it, right?
Are you talking about like fucking
like okay, so they're
not Steve Jobs, fucking Bill Gates. Whenever he created the computer, like,
well, he didn't again did not create the computer.
Who created the computer? Or who created a computer?
Probably either the U.S. or Russian government.
Because the thing is, the concept of a computer was actually created back in the early 1800s.
Yeah. But they just had no means of utilizing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just weird to me. Like, the fact that it could be true is what scares me the most.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Anyway, we are going to go on our union-dictated smoke break. Is there anything you'd like to say before we go, Mr. Harrison?
Bo, fuck aliens.
Fuck aliens.
All right. Be back.
See you guys.
We're back after I experienced that existential dread that we all sometimes feel in our lives after the thought of we're not alone in this universe. But getting back to something more fun like extra dicks, let's play lose one or gain one.
All right.
So you know what that is?
Yeah, yeah. So essentially what it is that you get to choose a body part that you would want an extra one of, like the one that hilarious man Bo over there went with an extra dick, and the other person then has to say, okay, you can have it, but you would have to lose X thing, so like an eye, to get your extra dick.
All right, so we'll start off short, simple, and easy. What do you want?
I'd like an extra heart.
An extra heart. What would that accomplish?
Just a redundant heart that kicks in if your main one dies.
Oh, I was thinking like you can pump more blood, meaning you can run faster or
no, fuck that.
Lift more shit.
You could literally live twice as long if you had a redundant heart.
But that means the other one would be weak from not working.
Hmm? Yeah, it would be. It probably wouldn't be as strong as your original one was, but you'd still be able to live twice as long.
I don't think 90%
of
what
kills people is just their heart just decides it's done. Like, you know what dying of old age usually is, right?
Your cells stop reproducing and can't repair the damages that your body produces on a daily basis.
But they just figured out that scientists believe that literally you can live, like you can reverse the aging process if you get new blood.
Like a blood transfusion?
Yeah. Like if every day for like a year you got a new someone else's blood, you would literally revert the aging process.
Why?
Hmm?
But, I mean, those aren't your cells. They're not programmed to your body.
It doesn't. Exactly. They haven't had as much age as the original ones have. But the funny thing about this is Alex Jones, who's like this fucking nut, right? He's like this crazy, like kind of right wing, kind of left wing. He's like just a nutcase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like a year and a half ago, he was talking about how the rich are going to end up being blood-sucking vampires to keep their youth.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of that fucking movie about the vampires.
Literally what it is apparently you can literally suck someone's blood and gain their youth, so.
Okay, fucking Dracula.
I just think it'd be cool.
All right, so if you get that extra heart, I'm going to say, like, you just went through a fucking bypass, and you have, like, no stomach anymore. Like, you know what gastric bypass is?
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
But so the thing is, a gastric bypass, you can only eat like an egg.
Yeah.
And it fills
you know how much weight I would lose? I would be forced to eat healthy, dense foods, and that would be it. I literally couldn't eat
anything
else, or I would die.
I like 2 eggs.
I wouldn't care. I would readily, like, if I could, I would get that in real life if I thought I could, if I thought I would be happy.
A gastric bypass?
Yeah.
That's what my mom got to help her lose weight.
Yeah. Well, she's thin, so.
But. I don't think I could ever do that because I like eating food and I do like eating lots of food. Even if I do portion control, I still like the food I like to eat.
I don't like eating.
Like,
that
I
much.
Love Thanksgiving, and that's the whole thing about Thanksgiving is you're eating multiple dishes, right? Yeah. You would never experience that again. Sure, it's fine and dandy to just put yourself on a diet like that where you eat.
You could experience that.
One bite at a time.
Wow, that's delicious, spit.
Then you're just fucking. Unappreciative.
I'm not unappreciative. I can't eat it or I'll die. My grandma will understand.
Oh my fucking god. All right.
That was even a hard one. That was so easy.
Now, if I say I want an extra arm, does that mean I get the hand that comes with it?
I assume, right? What the fuck would be the point of an arm without
a hand? I don't know. A fucking club.
Might as well just get prehensile tail at that point.
I wouldn't want an extra arm.
Where would you want it?
Like, right underneath one of the other ones, I guess.
So you look like a fucking F?
No, because...
You'd have to buy F shirts?
No, because they wouldn't be F shirts, because I would still have my two arms.
Some Fs look like that, with the long dome on the top.
Oh my fucking god. Anyway, what am I losing to get that extra arm?
Well, you'd have to lose one of your legs.
Done.
Really?
Yeah. I could play rock, paper, scissors with myself.
You could play rock, paper...
You just threw two rocks.
You play rock, paper, scissors.
I don't know. Like, I think it'd be fun. I could become a pianist and I would be able to play pieces no one else in the world would be able to play by themselves.
That's fair. Yeah, that'd be an interesting one. But I mean, then you'd have to learn how to play the piano.
I'm already trying to learn how to play the piano, though.
But you'd have to, like, learn to master the piano.
I would get a teacher. Like, there's going
to be... How the fuck are they going to teach you to play a song that
but here's the thing,
nobody's
they,
ever played
but
before?
But that's the thing is, musical geniuses, they can imagine that kind of shit, right? They just don't have the dexterity
Plus,
for
the thing
it.
About having an extra heart is no one notices. No one's going to know.
I'm fine with
At
being,
At one
like,
point, one of your heart's going to give out, the other one's going to start pumping your blood, and you might look a little younger than you did 12 minutes ago, but no one's going to know. If you have a fucking extra arm sticking out of your fucking side
fuck
like
I'm
that...
Fuck, I'm three-armed bow. I'm already three-arm bro anyway, but it's just now official. Yeah, don't fucking,
You're 4-inch.
I have big cock energy. Meaning I don't actually have a big cock.
I just have the energy
of a big cock.
God.
All right, what's something else you would want? What's?
A third eye on the back of my head.
You have to be, you're basically, I'm not even saying getting rid of this right now, but you basically have to be bald 24/7 for it to work. Because
you don't have to be bald.
Bro, because hair getting inside
that.
Because
there's no animals with lots of fur that can see through it.
Well, I'm
there's
just
no
saying,
people who have their hair who hang down to here who can see through it.
That's different. Like, fucking hair doesn't grow, like, right at the eyelid.
Well, it wouldn't grow right at the eyelid. It's an eyelid. Eyelids don't have the pores to grow hair.
I'm just saying, but your eyelid on the back would, like, have it because it's on the fucking back of your head.
No, it's an eye. And it's not just an eyeball.
Okay. You lose your tongue.
Okay. Again, I'd lose weight and then I wouldn't have to talk to your ass anymore.
But you wouldn't be able to do the podcast anymore.
Oh no, I can see enemies approaching from behind me.
What enemies? You play fucking video games.
They're aliens.
Oh my god. I don't want to title this video Aliens. Like, I don't.
Just aliens with, like, different, like, capitalizations and lower cases with, like, question marks,
oh, that's
exclamation
so
points, and a
fucking
one after it.
Cringy.
That's why it would be funny.
No.
Aliens?
It reminds me of that old fucking meme of, like, the guy with crazy hair is, like, from Ancient Aliens going, aliens. And I guarantee every person that just heard us do that had that picture.
Yeah, they know exactly what we were talking about.
Because that's what our audience is for. It's like the fucking aliens.
Weirdos like that?
Like, I can picture their head in my head and their head where we're like fucking throwing out our hands because we see ourselves doing the hands going, okay, aliens.
They did the same thing. That was an old meme, man. That was like one of the classic ones.
That's whenever I was still on iFunny.
That was even before that, dude. That was like 2009. That was like when I was
when
just
did iFunny even
games.
Come out?
Huh?
Like no, iFunny came out.
2011, 2012.
Was it real? No, I don't. I think it was earlier than that.
Well,
that's so.
You have to realize for iFunny to work, iPhones have to be. I mean, I know they have a website, but the website didn't really come out until after the app started being a thing.
Yeah. So yeah, you would lose your time. So you're fine with that, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I want an extra set of lungs.
Like for storing air or in case your current one's
like to use as well for like underwater like holding.
You should get one pair of lungs to filter your cigarettes.
Oh
and then
my
the other
God,
pair of lungs,
I don't want to fucking do that.
And then the other pair of lungs is for breathing. So you would always have good lungs and then you could still smoke and get the nicotine.
No, because it's probably going to end up in both of my lungs. I'm just going to cough twice as much.
That's not how that works. We just set the parameters. You can't just say it doesn't work that way.
No, but I would use it for, like, running. Like, because have you seen how big the lungs are in a fucking horse?
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking massive.
Okay, you have to lose a leg.
There was that one-armed diver in the fucking...
But was it one-legged runner?
You already said lose a leg for me to fucking have an extra
okay,
arm.
You have to lose all of your toes.
You know what? I'll take the leg. I'll lose the leg because I'll take the prosthetic again to
and
fucking
you're running
lunge.
At like 32 miles an hour on a prosthetic leg, just blowing everyone else out of the water. That'd be awesome.
One-legged guy.
Exactly. One-legged guy goes to the real Olympics, wins.
This guy has two lungs, but he only has one leg to run into our hearts. That's awesome. Coming soon to ABC's. Not even a fucking motion picture. It's like television movie. It's like exactly. Hallmark.
So bad.
All right, what else you got?
I don't know. Like, what else are we really missing as humans, right? Like, we can't see behind us, and we don't have any redundant organs.
Would you want, like, so you know how we have, like, smell receptors? Why don't you just, like, double those?
No, fuck that, no.
Oh, well, is that because you live with
good
me?
Good smelling things smell good. Bad smelling things always smell bad. Fuck that.
Or it could be, like, a taste kind of thing.
I don't even know. Maybe, like, extra fingers.
For what?
I don't know. Activities? Typing?
No, sure, typing.
How the fuck would extra fingers help with masturbating?
I didn't say you were masturbating.
Oh, gross. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew, you've been with girls who can fit more than like two fingers in?
Yeah?
Oh.
You've never fisted a girl?
No.
Wow, what a prude.
Fuck? Oh, that's so gross.
No, I've never fisted a girl. That was the joke.
Fuck you. He's nodding his head. God, that's so gross. That's so gross, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to pleasure with my 15 magic fingers.
I was with a girl who had two kids and her pussy wasn't that loose. How the fuck do you even manage that?
All right, how do girls fit a fucking Coke bottle up their pussy for masturbation?
Most of them don't.
Yeah, but the good ones do.
Dude, your perception of women is fucking disturbing.
Hey, what is the thing I always say? I'm going to fucking put this shit on a t-shirt. It probably is on a t-shirt. But if she ain't 280, she ain't...
A lady.
A lady. There you go. More put a cushion for the pushing, you know? And I'm starting to get that big guy syndrome, too, where we hug each other. It's just like fucking, you know, that memory foam kind of love. That burping kind of love.
Burping kind of love. Okay.
The one
anyway,
where you
move on to any subject but this one, please.
The kind where if you hug her too tightly, she farts. Are we just going to leave like an awkward
silence? I'm going to shoot myself.
You don't know the combination of my safe.
I'll have to use my 22. Hope it ricochets around a few times.
That is a 22 in there.
Oh, that's fucking useless then. Gross, dude.
All right. Well, so we had pets growing up. You had like the fucking tarantulas and
scorpions,
dogs, cats,
hamsters, gerbils. What's mice, a pet rats?
That's illegal to have that you would want to have?
Raccoon.
But they tear up shit.
Yeah. Any pet that is illegal to have
because
it's
so the reason raccoons are horrible pets is because whenever they reach adulthood, they just don't care. They'll bury themselves in the holes in the walls and they'll fucking hiss at you if you try to take them out. Like, they're not domesticated. Yeah, some of them can be good pets.
All pets that aren't legally allowed to be pets are usually because they're not domesticatable.
But that's what I'm saying. It's raccoons. Or they're in danger.
Okay, name one.
What?
Name one.
Name of
a pet that you'd want that's not legal to have.
Fucking a kangaroo.
Okay, that thing would kick your ass on a constant basis. That thing would own this fucking house.
Oh, and it's big.
We would get out of its fucking way.
Its big claws will fucking cut into
it. I don't have to worry about its claws. That thing could literally kick you so hard you just die.
Where do you think the claws are?
They don't need to worry about the claws.
No, that's the thing is when they kick you, they try to get you with the fucking claw.
No, you're already dead after the kick. They're like 6 foot tall fucking John Cena's with
that was the first
fucking
thing
size 38.
That's the first thing on the top of my head, but what I would want to own as a pet would probably be a Komodo dragon.
Okay.
But they're usually in terrariums or like you don't really.
A Komodo dragon in a terrarium.
They're usually.
A Komodo dragon in a terrarium.
One that's built for them.
Okay, that's not a terrarium. That is an exhibit.
Okay,
an
enclosure. But here's the thing, those Komodo dragons, they don't really attack people. They don't.
No, but if they do, you die.
Because of poisonous saliva. I get
that. They're not poisonous. Venomous. They're so fucking disease-ridden.
Oh, yeah.
That it kills you.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of, they can give you leprosy, right?
Yeah. Because all they eat is fucking dead animals.
You know what else can give you leprosy? Armadillos.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's either a leprosy or...
The big leprosy outbreak that happened like 200 years ago was because a bunch of people started eating armadillos. And that's why.
I couldn't remember if it was Lyme disease or leprosy.
It's leprosy from armadillos.
You get Lyme disease from deer, I think.
Maybe.
No, ticks. You get it from ticks. And the ticks usually come from deer.
Yeah. Komodo fucking dragon.
That's a fucking badass
fucking
pet.
Your raccoon might dig itself into the wall and hiss at you. A Komodo dragon might just bite you and you die. So.
Oh, okay, but here's the thing, though. Are you going to let the raccoon roam around?
Apparently I can just get it a fucking zoo-level aquarium, so why would I?
Okay, so then yes, then it would be appropriate to have it if it was in, like, that kind of situation.
It's not a pet, though. Horses aren't pets. They're livestock. At that point, your Komodo dragon is your livestock.
Horses can be pets.
If they need a whole barn, they're not pets. You can treat them like pets, but they're livestock.
Okay. This is an animal you can own sometimes. Capybara. Capybara.
Monkey?
No. Those fucking things that look like giant fucking mix between a beaver and a rat kind of thing.
Yeah.
Apparently you can own them in certain states.
Yeah, the giant, they're like basically...
But you need at least like 2 or 3 and you need like a water source from. And you give them like belly rubs. Like apparently they're very fucking friendly
creatures. Yeah, they're literally giant guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And guinea pigs are like... Out of all the rodents you can have, guinea pigs are like the nicest, even though they're the biggest.
You know what's the funny thing they use?
And guinea pigs also will get excited to see you, they'll react to you, they'll do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, like, what the fuck is that lizard? Fucking, what's it called? It was, remember I showed you that lizard where fucking the lizard was outside, the guy came outside, he's like, hey, buddy! And the lizard
Isn't
starts,
that,
like, shaking.
A bearded dragon?
No, it wasn't a bearded dragon. I've had a bearded dragon. Her name is Blossom. Absolutely loved her. It's a type of, like, an iguana thing. It has, like, a fat neck around it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he calls over, and it's excited to see him, starts running over to see him. He's, like, tapping his side. Lizard looks happy. Yeah. Like, I love reptiles. Mm-hmm. Like, tarantulas aren't my biggest – I think they're cool. Mm-hmm. I'll never own one because I don't really know how to handle one. And I'll always have that little fear in the back of my mind that it's going to bite me. Because a lot of them – not a lot of them. Some of them are venomous. Some of them are –
Not the ones that you can domestically own.
But some people do own the ones that are pretty
like
venomous.
If they have exotic animal licenses. And
yeah.
Stuff. But like anyone you could buy, they're not venomous. But
like from PetSmart, yeah.
But the ones that they do have venom, but it's just non-lethal to humans. Unless you're allergic, then it'll kill you instantly. So when I got bit, I was literally like, well, good, I'm not dead. Because that's literally the only way you can tell. There's no way to test it.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to, didn't you say you want to also own a bird-eating tarantula?
A Goliath bird-eating spider?
Are those lethal to humans?
Mm-hmm. No, they have no poison at all. They don't need it.
Oh, so how do they take down the birds?
They jump on them.
And they snap their neck? They jump
out of the trees and bite them.
Oh, so it's
lethal. They got fangs as long as fucking pencils.
So I guess if that bit you, it probably hurt like a son of a bitch.
And if you're a bird that's the same size as it, it's like if I put two fucking of your machetes into you, you're probably not going to walk away too happy from that.
And the venom they probably release is probably also...
Plus they're heavy and strong as hell. So if it jumps at you while you're flying through the air, you're going down. You know?
Yeah. I think it's a Gengu. I think I finally remember the name. The Gengu? Ginku or Gengu?
Is that what the lizards call?
Yeah, the fucking chubby ones that fucking act like dogs.
Yeah, they kind of look like bearded dragons just because of the like fat around their neck.
Yeah, but so bearded dragons... If you ever get a lizard as a pet, bearded dragons are awesome, like, beginner reptile pets. Because, mm-hmm. One, you can actually put them on a fucking leash.
Yeah.
I used to walk my bearded dragon on the fucking sidewalk. And she would fucking go in the grass and start trying to find bugs.
That's cool.
Yeah, and she lived for a long time. She lived to be, like, 12 to 15 years old. Like, that.
A lot of reptiles really actually.
Yeah, a lot of them can't. They're taken care of. Yeah. Proper care. That's a lot of things that people don't take proper care of reptiles because they think they're low maintenance. Mm-hmm. Some of them are. No, don't get me wrong. Some of them are, but some do need a level of respect towards them.
Yeah.
Blossom, all you needed was a fucking hot rock, make sure her water bowl didn't have sand in it or fucking, you know, cleaned it and make sure she ate every day or every 2 days, depending if she was hungry or not. And give her love and attention. Like, my grandmother, scared of spiders. But whenever we got Blossom, my grandmother babied the shit out of her. Mm-hmm. Like, to the point where she was sitting on the couch watching TV with my grandpa, and she'll have Blossom on her chest with a warm blanket over her, and she'd be stroking her head and say, "Oh, Blossom." And my Blossom would just be, like, sleeping on her fucking chest. Mm-hmm. I have a couple pictures. It's fucking awesome. Blossom will always be, like, my all-time favorite pet. My second is probably my parakeet. I had a parakeet named Kiwi that passed away when I was in boot camp because he got so stressed out that I wasn't there anymore. Because what happens, my mom hated Kiwi, and Kiwi hated my mother. Like, anytime my mom came near him, he would go, like, he hits at her, like, trying to peck at her, like... He hated her and she hated him equally. So when I was going off to boot camp, she's like, "I'm not taking care of that fucking bird. You need to get rid of it." I'm like, "Mom, because my fucking bird is like, I don't care. Get rid of it." So I had to find a new home for him. And so I found someone who had birds, like mm-hmm. other parakeets and stuff like that. Because usually with parakeets, you have to usually have them with other parakeets because they're social birds. But if you interact with your parakeet a lot, you don't need to. And so I thought I was fine because they interact with their parakeets all the time, and they have other parakeets. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine. But because I was so attached to my bird, and he was so attached to me, that he stressed himself out so much that he quit eating, like, started plucking out his own feathers, and he passed away while I was gone. It was like, I was so fucking upset.
Mm-hmm.
That, because I've had Kiwi for a while. And, like, he would sit on my guitar, I would play, and he'd be chirping along. Like, I love birds.
Yeah.
Like, birds, reptiles, and, like, I don't know, like, solitary unusual animals I like.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I got a cat now that has fucking AIDS, but that's because no one else was adopting her. And it's like, okay, I'll adopt the AIDS kitty.
Mm. And all she does is sit there and beg for food and you scream at her. So the other day when you were on the couch, did I wake you up?
When?
When you were on the couch and you went back to your room when I was playing my game after I got home from work.
I think I was awake. I think I did. I think I was awake. I was coming in and out of consciousness.
Okay, because I played for like 2 hours. You were snoring, dead asleep the entire time. And then you got up and I was like, "How'd you sleep?" And you're like, "I don't know." And then you got up, went into the bathroom, used the bathroom, and just screamed at your cat, "Shut the fuck up!" And then you went out of the bathroom, walked around, and then went into the other door of your bedroom.
Well, that was before I started cleaning my room because I'm a major fucking slob. And that way was blocked by boxes.
Mm, okay.
So that's why I do that instead of just walking through my fucking room. And my cat I usually don't let her out of my room unless I know we're not going to go outside this fucking door. And because there's a lot of places where she'll just get stuck. Like, whenever we first moved in here, yeah. fucking went underneath my sink and got stuck underneath the sink. And then whenever we tried to get her, fucking the carpet wasn't, like, sealed down. Went underneath my our fucking carpet.
Yeah.
Where we had to literally rip out the carpet to get my fucking cat. It had, like,
fucking nails and
shit. Yeah, and it had nails, so. And we had to, like, put shit down so when we pulled her out that it wouldn't, like, stab into her, because AIDS kitty, if she gets infection, she just fucking dies.
Yeah.
Like, that's why whenever I adopted her, she's like, she cannot go outside. And I go, why? Because, well, if she goes outside, there's a extremely high chance she'll get something and just die. And, like, I don't think that's true anymore, because I've been outside where our cars are, and I've seen my cat licking the fucking window. So, I mean, I don't fucking know, how true that statement is. Because she's
saying goodbye to you, you know.
Fucking suicidal cat. Oh, Jesus.
Are you
Harrison, put it on fucking I silent. I can't
while she's calling.
Do it now.
I can't while she's calling.
Oh, you're fucking doing that where it doesn't look like you're trying to ignore the fucking call.
Dude, I don't want to deal with it. I don't know why she's calling me like this, though. Something must have fucking happened. Anyway.
I'm leaving the shit in.
But the thing is, I need my phone. That's the worst part about it. Because I need to do the fucking 2-minute or 3-minute bio.
Yeah, 3-minute. Fucking history lesson. Speaking of which, we're getting real close to it. So, before she calls again, well, fucking let's just fucking do it. So
let's jump into it.
Yeah. All right. Who's the fucking episode about today?
Do you know who the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was in real life?
I seen the movie, loved the movie, and it was fucking like the Bubba kind of thing, but I didn't Leatherface, but I don't really know who he was.
So, his real-life name is Ed Gein, G-E-I-N. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a southern name. He didn't actually come from Texas. He came from Wisconsin.
It's still southern.
Wisconsin?
I mean...
The state that touches Michigan?
I kind of consider them southern.
That's middle American. That's not... Anyway. So, he's not only... This guy's story is not only based off what the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is based off of, but it's also what Psycho and Buffalo Bill.
Puts the lotion on his exactly. skin.
All three of them are based off this one dude. So, when he was growing up, his mom taught him to hate women. Hate all other women, right? And this psychopath is like, okay. Well, eventually she died. So what he started doing is he would go to gravesites and dig up women who are close to his mother's age when they died. And then he started doing stuff with their body parts.
Like necrophilia?
No. Just other weird shit. So,
I don't know. Necrophilia is still pretty weird, but continue.
That's why I said other weird shit. But eventually he did start finding his own women and killing them. But by the time they actually investigated his house, he said, I just like to dress up like my mom. When the cops finally came, like, he was absolutely insane, right?
What led police on, like...
Because he started killing people.
I know, but how did they discover it was him?
It doesn't talk about the case very much, but it says when the police finally discovered. So I'm assuming that one murder to the other just led to him in one way or the other, because he was still a part of society. He would go out, he had a job, he made money.
I don't know, I think people like that probably wouldn't be fucking members of...
No, he was part of civil society. Most psychopaths are. Almost all serial killers, in fact, are usually well-known and well-liked.
Yeah, like Ted Bundy. Yeah. Okay.
But they found a bunch of weird shit he had made. He made a lampshade completely out of human skin. And there's actually a picture of it. It's got like a human face, like a real human
face. I remember seeing the picture.
And he made a belt out of nipples. Now, I don't know how that's possible, but that's what it says. He made a belt out of nipples.
Nipple belt.
And the part that grosses me out the most is he had a drawer in his house. And it was just full of women's vaginas. That was it. Yep.
No, it's hard to slice something like that, you know, like.
It was full of women's vaginas.
Okay, did you, like, tan them? Or because, like, you would have to think that.
It doesn't say. And thank God. I don't want the specifics on that one. But he must have, right? Because he tanned.
I like how this fucking episode rounded back to vaginas, like from fisting vaginas.
He basically made his own like clothes, and he did the whole Buffalo Bill thing where he'd pretend to dress as his mother. And that's why when the cops finally showed up, he said, I just liked pretending to be my mom. That was it. Like, he was completely out of his mind. And we were supposed to have this episode have kind of a spooky theme, which is why I chose him. But it's just weird that, because it has nothing to do with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, Leatherface wore a mask made of skin. That was it.
Yeah.
That was the closest resemblance to the actual guy he's based off of, who's this absolute psychopath. Like, I want a movie just about him. Like, because Buffalo Bill, Psycho, and Leatherface are all pieces of him. That's how fucked this guy was. He was all three put together.
What, was he big and burly as well? Or
no, like, he was actually kind of a scrawny dude.
I don't know. That doesn't look scrawny. That looks creepy as shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. He looks really creepy. But he's just like a normal guy. Yeah, well, what do you want? The mics pick up the noise from my phone. Don't give me that look. I can hear it too, dipshit. Fuck off. God, you're so annoying when it comes to the podcast.
Because I have
I quit. We're breaking up. I'm taking the too bad and going.
I have to do all the editing, though. It's
okay, leave it in. Fucker. Anyway, fuck you guys. I guess we're leaving. Bye.
With that, if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, do we have a Facebook? No. Twitter, Discord, Reddit, fucking...
We have a YouTube channel now, if you have a YouTube Red and would like to listen there.
Yeah, it's still the same fucking name, Too Bad, No Sad. I'm still kind of just, like, giggling from the fucking... Well, with that...
Bye, guys.